from a jutting stone far up the side of a ravine. Regis promptly had looted the assassin, then cut the seam of Entreri's cloak. The halfling had listened with some measure of satisfaction as the cloak, the only thing holding the battered, barely conscious man aloft, began to rip. Drizzt eyed the magical mask for a long time. He had taken it from the lair of a banshee more than a year before. With it, its user could change his entire appearance, could hide his identity.
"This should help you get in and out," Regis said hopefully.
Still, Drizzt made no move.
"I want you to have it,"
Regis insisted, misunderstanding the drow's hesitation and jerking it out toward Drizzt. Regis did not realize the significance the mask held for Drizzt O'Erden. Drizzt had once worn it to hide his identity, because a dark elf walking the surface world was at a great disadvantage. Drizzt had come to see the mask as a lie, however useful it might be, and he simply could not bring himself to don it again, whatever the potential gain. Or could he? Drizzt wondered then if he could refuse the gift. If the mask could aid his cause, a cause that would likely affect those he was leaving behind, then could he in good conscience refuse to wear it?